make a presentation, but before we get to that, we'll start with a invocation, and I think it's my turn, so I'll offer that. Our Father in heaven, we thank thee for the favorable conditions under which we're able to meet tonight. We give thee thanks for this beautiful area that we live in and the privilege and opportunities opportunity we have to live here, and also thank thee for the opportunity we have as a planning commission and members of the planning commission to serve the community, and ask for thy guidance as we deliberate tonight and during all of our meetings, that we might do so with the best interests of our community in mind and have thy help in making wise decisions. And we ask for these blessings in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Let's stand and recite the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Are we allowed to close the doors? We can't do it.
So, can we make an exception, maybe close the doors tonight? Or?
Sounds like a playground next door.
Yeah, this meeting don't bring anybody to come in. It doesn't look like it's a closed meeting.
Okay.
But it is pretty loud.
Yeah.
What if we just keep one door open and close that one?
Just close the one closest.
Yeah, because otherwise we might not hear our guests very well.
Or just close it and say, come in if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's the other one we want closed. Okay, is he gonna do both? He's going to.
Renegade. Wow, Michael's really going crazy.
He is, right?
Oh, man.
There you go.
That's so much better. Yeah.
That looks inviting to me. Okay, so our first item of business is to review and possibly approve the Planning Commission meeting minutes of October 10th, 2023. Melanie's made a couple corrections for me. Any other comments or issues, questions about the minutes? Okay, can we have a motion to
make a motion that we accept the Planning Commission meeting notes from October 10th?
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
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 Any opposed? I don't think so. Okay, great, thanks. All right, Sheila. We're going to turn the time over to you for your presentation.
Thank you, Commissioner Nicholas, commissioners, and Midway City staff. We're excited to be here tonight. I've got one guest, and we've got some more that are on their way, I hope. We are here to present some of our young heroes and Midway citizens who raise their own livestock and showed at the county fair. I'm not the only one who feels like this, but there's a lot of us who just love the old Midway and like to keep it agricultural as much as we can. These young people raising their livestock are very important to this atmosphere. It's wonderful that our kids are able to do this. And I, for one, know that I've heard from this pulpit that when people move here, their kids feel like they don't have anything to do and that we need a theater so they can be on stage. And I am one who would much prefer being in the arena showing my horse than being on the stage. So we presented to the city council and the county council. We want to present to you to highlight these amazing young people that we have. We can have the first slide, Mike. This is McCarty Kelly. She's not able to come here. She's away at college, but she made a statement about her experience. Being involved in agriculture and raising livestock in Midway has built a foundation for me in my values and future career. It has taught me hard work, responsibility, and selflessness. Waking up in the morning and feeding horses and livestock has built the work ethic that I have today. There's a great responsibility that comes with having animals. that depend on you. The things I've learned on the farm in Midway have helped me accomplish the title of 2024 Miss Rodeo Utah. I believe that the way I was raised is dying, but the importance is exponential today. I believe that it is the cornerstone of living in Midway, and the growth of it is important. So she is an amazing young woman. She is not only, she's Miss Rodeo Utah, and she will be representing Utah in the Miss Rodeo America pageant. So we're delighted with her. And you go to the next slide. She has siblings who raise beef, and her brother is a rodeo cowboy as well. He just his father just posted that he was in the Dixie Finals Rodeo. Okay, you go to the next one, Mike. And this is starting them down. Okay, the next one. Okay, Jessica is on her way, and she's going to tell about her kids who raise these sheep and show them. The county is very delighted with what she's doing with 4-H, with these young people. There's a club that she started, and they want to promote this more. She's on her way, I believe, but maybe we could go to the Hanson slide where we've got Jack here and let him come and tell about what he did.
Okay, so I don't really see the slideshow, so I'm just kind of winging it. But I'm a senior at Wasatch High School. I've been showing steers for 9 or 10 years. I don't really remember. I've been doing it since the third grade, and I love it. It's awesome. It really, like, developing a work ethic and, like, figuring out how, like, it's real. If you don't work with your animal and you show up at the fair time, you get your butt kicked in front of everyone. And that's, like, that's applicable. Like, now I'm going to college. And if I hadn't been doing the work, I'd be getting my butt kicked. I wouldn't be going to college and getting money for it. So, and steers are helping pay for college. It's really nice.
Yeah, to
show
that's
up
nice.
Now. But, yeah, that's just me and my brother watching him. My brother's sick. Otherwise, he'd be here tonight. We can check the next slide. Yeah, that's us selling them. It's great having people come out. Like, I've met Carl Love multiple times. I think that's the coolest thing ever. He's like, he's famous. He's good at basketball. He's so cool being able to meet him and say, bought my animal. Yeah, it's good for financial purposes. It's awesome. Next slide.
So those are the only ones I have for the Hansons.
Oh, perfect. So, yeah, I love it. I mean, I've got my animals in my backyard. Wake up and feed them before school. It makes it so much easier. And before that, I'd have to drive to my grandparents' house 20 minutes away in Heber. And that made a big difference because that's 20 there, 10 feet, and I'm in 20 back. It's 50 minutes out of your day. So having them in my backyard, I've loved it. And, yeah, I think it's helped me grow as a person and be able to, like, support an animal. Like, that thing depends on me. It's good. It's helped me grow up a lot. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good job.
Apologize, Jessica and her son are on their way, but if we can go through these other slides. This is Renee Holmes' neighbor who's in high school rodeo. Some of these other kids were able to come to the other presentations, but they weren't able to come tonight. Okay, if you can do the next slide. These are the late Grant Kohler's grandchildren. They raised and showed their hogs. The next. I think these pictures are so darling. And it's a good experience for them. I was raising livestock, and I know it teaches you a lot of responsibility. Okay. Next. This braiding his horse's mane was with my little neighbor girl next door, and that was just a fun thing to do with her. And Jessica will come and talk about her 4-H club. I don't know if you want, and I apologize, I don't know if you want to go on with other business. And then these are her children that showed their sheep. And these kids would be walking their sheep down the road to get them ready to show. They did a great job. And the county was very pleased with what Jessica did with her 4-H club.
Is that the Seuss Cookies people? Okay.
Yeah, she's a good leader. And she gave her all to these kids with their 4-H, and the county was very supportive and grateful for her and want to have her grow it.
Well, good. Well, we can, we've only got a couple of short items of business. We can move through those, and if they want come and want to wait until we're finished,
thank
we
you.
Can give them some time
okay,
at the end.
I appreciate that.
Sure. Okay. Thanks for coming and sharing what you've done. Appreciate that. All right. So items 3 and 4, we're going to kind of combine for presentation purposes, but we still need a motion for each item
okay.
when it comes time to do that. So let's get started. Mike Holm, agent for CJM Limited Liability Partnership, is applying for a conditional use permit and local consent for an alcohol dispensing establishment for the market at Midway, formerly known as Ridley's, located at 42 West Main. And this item 4 is the same thing, except for the Market Express across the street from Ridley's at 51 West Main, both properties in the C2. Well, so one's in the C3 zone and one's in the C2 zone. Didn't realize that. So with that, Michael, if you want to walk us through the items. Okay. Katie?
Good evening, Chairman and board members, and Sheila. So the first one is for the market at Midway. As you said, it's C3 zoning. It's at 42 West Main Street. It's a grocery store, which is a permitted use. And he's seeking to sell it for off-premises consumption, and that requires a conditional use and local consent. If he gets local approval, the applicant must still apply with the Department of Alcohol and Beverages its services and must comply with all state and local laws. It's off-premises is kind of relevant to this one because we don't have to deal with the proximity restrictions that you deal with if you have on-premises, like with the restaurants. Because they are close to the park, that's not an issue in this one because it's an off-premise consumption. So they're selling it in closed containers for people to drink elsewhere. These are just a couple slides. I think everyone knows where these two locations are, but here they are. So the one at the top is the market at Midway, and the one below is the convenience store. A couple things that we just wanted to make of note. The conditional use permit that's being requested to sell alcohol in closed containers is the same conditional use permit that is really, it's just basically continuing the conditional use permit that was allowed at Ridley's. So he's not changing the application in any way. To date, we're aware of no complaints relative to the sale of alcohol at this location or at the prior grocery store or at the convenience store across the street. And I already kind of touched on the other one because it's being sold closed container off-site. We do not have to meet the requirements of Section 32B1202 of the Utah Code, which is the proximity to community locations such as the park. Possible findings to go through. Most of these findings are set forth in the statute. So the first 7 are actually set forth in the statute, and then we've kind of set forth possible findings after that. The first is that it's a permitted use within the land use and wouldn't impair the integrity and character of the subject zoning district. So in other words, it's not going to have a significant impact on the neighborhood. I think toward that end, it's relevant that it is continuing a use that's been there. So I don't think it's going to change or significantly impair, or we have no knowledge that it would do that, but this is a potential finding to make. The second is that the proposed use is consistent with the general plan, and we have no issues to the contrary that have been identified. The third is the approval of the use or special exception permit complies with the requirements of state, federal, and city, or other local regulations. So that's something that's would continue even if they get the approval, they're going to have to comply with all requirements of not only the Division of Alcohol Beverage Services, but any other applicable laws. The fourth is the legal potential significant negative effects upon the environment, quality, and natural resources. Again, no issues have been identified with this application or under the prior conditional use granted to the prior grocery store that was Ridley's. The design, location, size, and operating characteristics are compatible with the existing and future land uses with the general area in which the proposed use is to be located and will not create significant noise, traffic, or other conditions. Again, the proposed use